Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Hello and welcome to another special episode. It's a Vote Spearfish Week episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. All this week, we're celebrating the fact that Spearfish is in the final five to be on season five of the Small Business Revolution television program, and to receive $500,000 in help for our small businesses here in Spearfish. We're really celebrating that by doing a daily podcast from January all the way through January 21st. So if you're past that, then you can still enjoy the podcast, but the voting is over. But we're also trying to encourage people to vote. You can vote every day up through January 21st, 2020. All you have to do is go to smallbusinessrevolution.org, and you'll see that there are five small towns in the finals. They're all just, you know, really fine towns, but Spearfish is on there, and we're really promoting voting for Spearfish. You can vote once a day up through the 21st. So I did my voting today already, and I hopefully you'll head on over there and do some voting for us as well. This week, we're really looking at songs that are all inspired by Spearfish, and all so far instrumental songs. You know, Spearfish and the Black Hills region inspire a lot of amazing things, including a lot of incredible photography that we talked about last episode. But also, there are a lot of people making music in this region. This region inspires a lot of creativity. And so we'll be looking at another song of mine inspired by this region. The song we're going to take a look at this episode is called Across the Canyon, once again inspired by Spearfish Canyon, the amazing beauty of this canyon, a place where I live, where Dancin' Moon Studio is. And this song appears in 2000's Topo, and that LP put out in Topo was my second album ever, and so we're going back a little ways, but we'll talk a little bit about that on the other side of listening to it. So right now we'll listen to Across the Canyon from 2000's Topo Acoustic Landscapes. Thank you. Across the Canyon from, I think I earlier I said 2000's Topo. I worked on it in 2000, but it actually came out in 2001, Topo Acoustic Landscapes by Scott Simpson. So 2000 and 2001, as I said earlier, Topo was the second album that I ever put out. I had already put out Ozzy's Guitar in 2000. So I was really just getting started with the digital album making and the recording. And I'd been recording for some time, but on a four-track cassette recorder, which is quite a different process. And a lot more forgiving, because what you expect to hear on a cassette is a lot less than what you expect to hear on a CD. So, anyway, with that in mind, this album was really, we had moved to Spearfish in 1996. And so we had been in Spearfish for, you know, a good 4 years or so. But I had been inspired all along in my music making, and was really excited then to put together something that was not lyric-based, that was purely music, an instrumental album that really celebrated all the beauty and the history and the culture of the region. And this song, Across the Canyon, really was the first that I knew was going to be on the album, the first song that I did. And it was literally inspired by the hikes that I had taken along the rim of Spearfish Canyon. So at the time, we were living in an area of town called Mountain Plains 2. We had built... with the help of my father-in-law, had built a house there. And the nice thing was you could follow a little path that went off from our house, crossed a little road up there in Mountain Plains. And at that time, we were the only house on Fish Hatchery Loop, which is where we were at. But then you follow that trail, and it came out on a beautiful spot that was along something we always just called the fire trail. And it was literally a fire trail that had been carved out a little dirt road that the Forest Service had created for access in case of a fire and things like that. But this little road wound around the edge of the canyon. And all along that road, there were beautiful, beautiful places to stop and sit, which I did quite often. Sit and read for a while, sit and just look out across the canyon, sit and listen to music. During those days, a lot of these instrumental pieces I was working on, I would work on them and put them in my headphones and then take them out and do the hike and see how the music, how the particular mix was working. And so there was kind of this double inspiration, the inspiration of composing the music based on something in the natural environment, but then taking the music out into the natural environment and saying, how is it striking me now? Is there a different mix that needs to happen? Do we have it right yet? So anyway, this particular song, Across the Canyon, began with, I really wrote on the acoustic guitar. There's a chord progression, a pattern, finger picking pattern that goes through, I don't know, three or four times, maybe five times. And then, like a lot of my other instrumental pieces, other instrumentation comes in, and it builds and then wraps up and resolves at the end. But one of the things, another instrument that I was working with at that time that is probably the other instrument that I feel most comfortable with was mandolin. And so we begin with that... that sixth string, and then the mandolin comes in, that strumming, that rhythmic sound of the mandolin, accenting the beat. And then the one thing that is interesting about this, I had been inspired by a lot of the wooden flute music that we came into contact with when we were living and working around Santa Fe, New Mexico. But I didn't yet have a wooden flute at that time. I did have an Irish penny whistle, which, of course, has a really much higher register and a different kind of sound. But I really wanted that sound, and I didn't have a wooden flute, and I didn't know where to get one that I could afford at the time. So I pulled out the penny whistle and found that if I underblew it, didn't blow quite so hard, I didn't go up to that higher register. I could keep it down in the lower register. And so the flute you hear in there is, I think it is trying to be a wooden flute, but what it is truly is an Irish penny whistle, kind of underblown, not blowing hard enough to go up into the higher register. So when I listen to this this song, it really takes me back to some of my earliest experiences in spearfish, earliest experiences in hiking. That fire trail went up to a big open area that was just wild and unexplored, at least in my mind it was. That area that it goes to now is actually another housing development, a beautiful housing development, Aspen Hills. And so there's this little fire trail that connects Mountain Plains too. And Aspen Hills. So if you're ever in the area, you can look around for that. It is an absolutely beautiful fire trail. It walks along the ridge of Spearfish Canyon and just provides all kinds of beautiful moments just for taking in, but also if you get your camera along, great for that as well. Well, thanks for joining me again for another of these special episodes. We're celebrating Vote Spearfish Week. And so if you haven't done it yet, as soon as you wrap up this podcast, this songcast, please go over to smallbusinessrevolution.org and give Spearfish a vote. I checked online just today, and we're about halfway through the voting time, and Spearfish is about in the middle out of the five. We're number three, so we need to step it up just a little bit. Encourage your friends and your family to go vote for Spearfish. It'd be really great. We can vote all the way through the 21st of January, we'll be doing podcasts all the way through the 21st in celebration and encouragement of Vote Spearfish Week. You can find all my music at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can also stream any of my music on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Apple Music. And I appreciate your joining me for this special episode of Dance and Moon Songcast. Normally we're weekly, every Friday. This week we're daily. So, join me again tomorrow for another special episode of Dance and Moon Songcast. In the meantime, be well.